Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central, and today we have a very special guest, a friend of mine and someone who I have a great respect for, Huina Su. Huina is an international keynote speaker, a certified life coach, and the best-selling author of Intensive Care for the Nurturer's Soul, Seven Keys to Nurture Yourself While Caring for Others. And she's also a featured expert in the upcoming personal development movie, The Keeper of the Keys, starring Jack Canfield and Marcy Shymoff. She works with government agencies, professional organizations, corporations, nonprofits, medical, nursing and women's conferences, and so much more. She's even been on various national TV and radio shows to really help heart-centered, high-achieving professional women and entrepreneurs, and anyone who is needing to really learn how to nurture themselves and create the life of their choice. In her spare time, she's a very busy woman, which we were discussing before we came on the air, and you can learn more about her at huinasu.com, H-U-E-I-N-A-S-U.com. So welcome, Huina.
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming on. It's so exciting. I feel like we've been talking about having you on for quite a while.
Yeah, I know. I know both of us have been very busy, but I think this is it's just perfect timing, I think.
So I know today you wanted to talk about helping us claim our peaceful power, a prescription for true happiness, inner peace, and unstoppable success. So what was your journey to get to this place where you feel that this topic is important for women?
Well, you know, Jennifer, if you ask 100 people who have met me, and they will, I would bet like 90% of them, they will say that I have this peaceful presence, that I have a quiet confidence about me. But and then they would say, okay, maybe you were born this way. And actually, I was stressed out all the time years ago. Mm-hmm. And it really caused a lot of stress. And it made me created a lot of low self-esteem, low self-confidence. It wrecked my relationship with men, with my parents, with, affected my careers and everything in my life, and I was so depressed, painfully shy, and on the brink of suicide many times. And I, through a very long journey, I kind of pulled myself back up and transformed myself. And that's why I feel like, this is the journey I've taken. And I would like to share part of my journey on this show too, but I feel it's really important for women, for men too, but I think for women especially, because we have, most of us have suffered at one time in our lives low self-esteem, or we lost our confidence because of our life events or circumstances, and we doubt ourselves, we don't accept or love ourselves, and it creates a lot of chaos in our lives, and this actually affects everything that we do in our business, our family, our relationships, our health, and our you know, our business. So this is why it's so important for me. I feel like I'm on a mission to really spread the word and nurture and empower other women so that they don't have to go through the same emotional suffering that I went through. And and personally, I have a daughter. My daughter is 15 years old this year, and I feel so strongly that I'm doing this work so that she doesn't have to go through the same emotional suffering that I went through, so that other women and their daughters won't have to go through the same suffering that I went through.
Mm-hmm. So what was the turning point then? What was the point where you went from the chaos and the stress to really guiding thousands of women?
Well, you know, if I may, Jennifer, I'd like to tell a little bit about my story.
Yes.
And years ago, like I said, I was stressed out all the time. And, you know, I'm not a stranger to stress. You know, I started my first career as a registered nurse. I took care of a lot of cancer patients, a lot of terminal patients, and I used to commute 3 hours a day to work, and that was while I was pregnant, and then, you know, all through the first pregnancy and taking care of a newborn, and we used to move a lot, so our record was living in 4 states within 6 calendar years.
Oh,
and I moved to the U.S. Yeah, it's funny because we look back, and that was during a time when my kids were really little, too. They were under age 4.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was, you know, like sometimes you look back and you're like, how did you do that? And I moved to U.S. in my 20s, and back then I spoke very little English, and I only knew one person in the whole state of Maryland when I landed in Maryland. So I'm no stranger to stress, but I felt like, you know, I could handle all that, but there was something else that was really causing me a lot of stress, and there was this invisible force that's really affecting me. And to tell you where it came from, I was born in Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know anything about Chinese culture, we really value sons over daughters.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the firstborn in my family, and we have my family has 4 generations of doctors, nurses, and dentists. So when I was born, my parents were really excited for their firstborn, but they were disappointed because they were hoping for a son to carry on my father's medical practice and my family tradition. So my dad always calls me his substitute son.
Mm.
And I hate it. You know, I hate it with passion because to me it just means that I'm not good enough for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never be good enough for him because I'm not a son. And then my mom, on the other hand, she is a very traditional, loving mother, you know, very nurturing, very overprotective. And she told me that, Huina, for a girl to have a good future, she has to find a good husband. And to find a good husband, she needs to have one of 3 things. Either she is very beautiful, or she comes from a well-off family, or she has to have good education. And then my mom looked at me and then she said, Huina, you are not pretty and we're not well off, so you better study hard.
Mm.
And I remember, you know, of course I totally believe her. I was probably in elementary school and I totally believe her. And so study hard I did. You know, I became an overachiever, a perfectionist, and a people pleaser, because I was so afraid that, you know, I have to work extra hard to earn my parents' love and approval. I have to work extra hard to prove that I'm worthy of being a part of my family. And of course, this belief stayed with me, and I became, you know, I was very good at everything I did. I was, I achieved a lot, but I never felt good enough about myself. And because I felt that I'm not lovable, I'm not worthy of love, my relationship with men were just a string of disasters. I can't even begin to tell you. So it was after, by the time I got to high school, I became very depressed and suicidal. And then when I moved to the U.S. in my 20s, it just got worse because now I feel like, okay, everywhere I go, I can't fit in, I can't blend in, and I look different, right? And I talk funny. So it was, I felt even worse. And then the turning point was after three guys in a row cheated on me, I just totally fell apart. And I started to feel like, all the childhood memories came back and I wanted to kill myself again. And until one morning, and I still vividly remember that morning, I remember the room I was in, I remember, how the sun was shining through the window, and I woke up, and I really woke up, and I got really angry. I got really angry, Jennifer, because I was like, what am I doing? This guy is a total jerk, and he totally doesn't deserve my love. And I deserve so much more. And so that morning, I made one decision. I decided that if nobody in the world is going to love me, I will love myself. And if I can't fit in or blend in, I might as well just stand out and be myself. And if I were to have any chance to be happy or successful, I must learn to believe in myself and do it my way.
I love that.
And that one decision, yeah, Jennifer, that one decision saved my life.
Well, I definitely want to hear more about that when we come back from the break, because I know everyone's sitting on their seats saying, okay, so what happened next? So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Queen is going to share with us what happened after she had this awareness. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald sea is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there is enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid, and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald Sea, visit sea, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are with our special guest, Huina Su of HuinaSu.com. And just before the break, she was describing her journey of how she got to where she is today, and we pressed pause on the part where, Huina, you were mentioning you had this epiphany when you woke up one morning after things just seemed to be falling apart. So after you had this awareness that you were going to stand out, love yourself, and be successful on your own terms, what happened after that?
Yeah, so after that, you know, I slowly turned my life around. I got on this spiritual journey that, you know, I think a lot of us have been on, you know, started to. I was studying, actually at that time I was in graduate school studying family counseling. So it was, you know, I guess subconsciously I was actually trying to help myself. I didn't realize that. So I really studied a lot of psychology, spirituality, and I kept searching. But until I found life coaching about 6 years ago, and I felt like, okay, you know, I finally got all the tools and all the principles that I coming from my own life journey, coming from my years of study. And what happens is that, you know, I kind of reverse engineered what happened to me, my own transformation, and created this powerful three-step process. So I'm using to help my clients to stay calm, centered, and confident no matter what's going on out there, so they can be happier and more successful in everything they do, just like what I have done for myself. So it's a three-hour process. And the first step is to recognize your invisible chaos. So, and you might ask, well, what is invisible chaos? When we talk about stress, you know, most people know, you know, stress. You're like, okay, it could be external stress, like your job, your finance, your family. Well, marriage can create a lot of stress, or parenting, or your health, and even the traffic, right, the weather could create a lot of stress. And these are external stress. And then there's the internal stress that most people are not paying attention to, one that they are not even aware of. And this is the internal force that I was talking about that's actually causing me a lot of stress and a lot of emotional suffering. And it affects your level of stress, and in many cases, you know, it causes, you know, the internal source of stress is really the root cause of your stress. And traditionally, you know, the conventional stress management alone doesn't work, because most of these things, you know, like you can do yoga, meditation, you know, get a massage, and Well, some people go, you know, exercise or they do retail therapy, right? Shop yourself happy.
Mm-hmm.
And these only give you temporary relief. It's like putting on a Band-Aid when your arm actually has an infection. It needs antibiotics. So when we talked about the internal stress, what I actually call them is like an internal tornado.
Mm.
And you can't see it, but you can totally feel its effect. And it's like electricity, right? We can't see electricity, but you can see the effects of electricity. So there are 8 very common these invisible stress, and I call them the invisible chaos. So, for example, you know, and I'm going to kind of go through the 8 of them, and I'm sure your audience will probably going to be nodding their head along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is I'm not good enough. So it could be I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not young enough, I'm not, you know, I don't have enough education or credentials, you know, and all of this is not, I'm not good enough. The second one is I'm not worthy. So I'm not worthy of success or love or health or, you know, whatever it is. And the third one is chronic people pleasing. So that's who I was, right? A professional people pleaser. When you don't feel good enough and you don't feel you're worthy of love and or approval, you will try to please everybody because you're so afraid that people are not going to like you anymore or love you anymore. And the fourth one is perfectionism. And it's very common when we don't feel good enough, you feel like an imposter, and you want to try to be perfect all the time. You are so afraid of making mistakes, and you're trying to control everything to be perfect. So perfectionism can cause a lot of stress, and it can cause you to sabotage yourself too, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you hold yourself back. You're afraid of making mistakes. You don't want to, you know, you probably cannot finish your project because you're afraid that, you know, the result is not going to be perfect or good enough for you. And the next one is, to always compare myself against others.
Mm.
And this is, again, very common, you know, when you could be perfectly happy driving your minivan down the road until you see someone else's Lexus next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you become unhappy, right? Or you constantly compare yourself. And when we compare ourselves against other people, we compare our dirty laundry against other people's glamorous dress. So, of course, you're going to feel less than, you're going to feel worse about yourself. And the next one is the 4 fears. And the fear of failure, fear of success, fear of rejection, and fear of judgment. I found that these are the 4 most common ones and cause, of course, you can imagine, a lot of stress and a lot of causing you to feel unconfident, feel, you know, sabotage your own success and hold yourself back. And the next one is past emotional traumas and dramas. And we all have negative experiences in the past, and the difference is some people can move on and take the lesson and move on. Some people just hold on to them, hold on to the hurt feelings, the resentment, the feeling of I'm a victim and I can't do anything about it and, you know, everything happened to me, poor me. And this can cause, again, you know, a lot of stress and emotional stress, and it will bleed into every area, right? Bleed into your relationship, bleed into how you see the world and how you approach life in general. And the last one is self-limiting beliefs.
Mm.
So, you know, and we all know a lot of these, you know, because I'm a woman, so I cannot be X, Y, and Z. Because I, you know, for me, like, for example, because I don't speak perfect English, so I cannot be a professional speaker.
Mm.
That used to be my belief. So, of course, when you have all these invisible chaos, it could create, stress, it could create emotional suffering, it can affect how you interact with other people and affect how you approach your work and approach, your self-care. So, for example, when you feel like, okay, I'm not good enough, of course, you are not going to go after, whatever that, maybe it's a dream job, maybe it's a relationship you want, maybe, it's something that you really desire, or even something like, taking care of your own health or your self-care, and we were talking about this earlier, that, you might feel like, okay, I need to push myself to do more and be more and have more, and it's never enough, and it's very easy to push yourself over the edge, and your body could break down. Chronic stress can break down your immune system, and so of course then it will affect when you are the business owner, or you are the healer, or you are a nurturer in a family or in your professional life. When you break down, everything else, everybody you're trying to take care will suffer with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
well, I'd love to hear more about stress in a moment, because I know the impact of stress in our energy field, whether it's physical or emotional or whatever, is quite expansive. So I'd love to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more about the impact of this and the other two R's. So we'll be right back in a moment.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented Vacupractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the Vacupractor, or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we're speaking with Huina Su of HuinaSu.com. And before the break, we were speaking about the first R of Huina's 3R process. So, Huina, what's the next step in this process?
Jennifer, the next step is release your invisible chaos. So once we become aware, now that we are aware of the 8 possible invisible chaos, the next step is to release them. Now, there are a few different ways that you can do it. You know, on a conscious level, you can consciously choose to change your thoughts and choose new beliefs. The way, you know, we know that when we feel stressed and we see our emotions when we feel a certain way, we will either take a certain action or inaction. And that will affect our results. But what most people don't realize or they are not aware of is behind every emotion, behind every action is underlying thoughts and beliefs. So in order to change your outcome, you have to actually go back and change the underlying belief or the thoughts behind that. So you know, there's a process that I use with my clients is really every time you have to catch yourself when you feel, you know, when you feel unhappy or when you feel angry, upset or whatever, to catch yourself and ask yourself, what am I thinking that's causing me to feel this way? What am I thinking? What is the belief that I have that's causing me to do this or not do this? And then you become aware of the thoughts or the belief, then you can choose a new one to replace that. And so it's a continuous process. You have to keep replacing the new, the thoughts until it becomes, it's like creating new, circuits. So it becomes a belief that you use all the time. And then there are other ways, for example, you can also use energy clearing techniques, which you're very familiar with, and I'm sure your audience is very familiar with different energy clearing techniques that can reprogram these beliefs at a cellular level. And one of the techniques, one of the tools that I use and personally love is using therapeutic grade essential oils. And the essential oils, when you inhale them, when you apply them on your pulse points and different acupressure points in meridians in the body, it can affect the limbic region of your brain, which is the seat of emotion in your brain. So affect your central nervous system within just, you know, 20-some seconds. So over time, it can reprogram your belief and your feelings, you know, on a cellular level as well. And also, when we look at our lives, you know, when we look at our past experiences, we might feel like, okay, you know, you feel like a victim or you feel like all these negative beliefs about yourself. Instead of feeling this way, you know, thinking all these bad things happened to me, you can choose to reframe your story, to kind of decode your story in a different way. And to see, okay, what are the lessons? Why are these things happening for me? And take the lesson and for me, you know, one of the things that I did for myself is to look at my experiences, you know, with my parents and with my, you know, all the other boyfriends in the past. all the negative experiences and realize that, you know, these are all the things that I have probably chosen, you know, my on a soul level. I might have chosen these experiences in order to train me to become who I'm meant to be. So you actually look at it from a soul purpose perspective. So you can actually make peace with your past, and you actually can show not only peace but also gratitude for whatever happened to you, and you can, you know, you can move on and reclaim who you are, reclaim your power, which is the next step. Actually, in a three-hour process, is to reclaim your peaceful power. So I found that when we can become deeply rooted in our true self, our true essence, nothing and nobody in the world can disturb our inner peace, and we are most powerful. So that's when, you know, when you become centered and aligned with your soul purpose, and you become really centered in who you truly are, you know, release all the lies about who you are that you believed in the past, release all those negative feelings and all those negative experiences. And just like, you know, when you become deeply centered in yourself, I say that it's kind of like a high-level martial arts artist, like a martial art master. They are usually very powerful, but they are usually the most peaceful people because they have a deep connection, right, with who they truly are and a deep knowing of their own power. So they don't need to compete with other people. They don't need to please anyone, and they don't need to prove themselves to anyone. So, and for me, I don't know, Jennifer, I don't know if you know this part of my story. One of my limiting beliefs in the past is that I'm not strong enough.
I have a hard time believing
that. I'm only 5'3", and I'm always very skinny, and I used to get sick a lot. So, and I know, you know, and I know we probably have to take a break soon, so maybe we should save the story until after we come back.
Well, we still have a few minutes before our break.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
So, all right. So, anyway, so when I was 35, I decided to try martial arts with my daughter, who was about 5 back then. So I didn't think that I could do it, but once I tried the first class, I was kind of hooked. So it was fun for me, and it wasn't that hard. I thought it would be extremely difficult for me, but it was something that my daughter and I shared. So within 3 years, I just kept going, and within 3 years, I got my black belt in Taekwondo, and I competed and won several gold medals in both state and regional championships. And, you know, and that's what happens when you become aware of your true self. You know, martial arts really taught me so much about myself, and it taught me that I'm actually much stronger and more powerful than I thought I am. And it's really all about mastering yourself, right? Martial arts is about mastering yourself. And when you can master yourself, you become unstoppable. And when you are unstoppable, you can become successful in anything you do. So that's, you know, so that's kind of an example of how things can happen when you become aware of who you are and become aware of your own peaceful power. And, you know, it's really a kind of freedom. You know, I think that's the true freedom, is when you can exercise your right to be who you truly are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the true freedom.
I love that example you just shared. I feel it's such a perfect example to illustrate the third part in your process around reclaiming your power. What better way than to face it head on and actually just embody what you actually do want to create and look the fear in the face, basically, and thumb your nose at it.
Yeah,
I think that's fantastic. Yeah. And with all of the 8 different major forms of invisible chaos you identified, I know we're all going to see ourselves in at least one of those. And the example you shared just illustrates how we can actually move through it so that we're claiming it rather than hiding from it. So I really appreciate you sharing that. And I know you have some examples of things we can actually do to reclaim our peaceful power. So I'd love to hear about that when we come back from our break. So we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of 2 will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our special show today. If you're just tuning in, we're with our special guest, Huina Su of HuinaSu.com. And actually, before we go any further, I'd like to share with you that Huina has a very special gift for you. So if you go to her site, HUEINASU.com, she actually has a free 7-part video and audio e-course called Taming the Invisible Chaos that you can claim right away when you visit her site. So that's definitely something that you'll want to take her up on so that you can move through what we've been talking about today in a more deep level. And, Fina, I know before the break I mentioned that you were going to mention some more ways that we can reclaim our peaceful power. So what's one way that we can do that?
One of the things that you can do is, you know, to reconnect with who you are and, you know, to listen to your heart. And most people think that, oh, listen to my own heart, you know, my own heart's desire seems so selfish, and or they feel like, oh, that's probably from my ego or whatever. But there's actually another way of looking at this is every desire we have in our heart is actually planted from the universe, right? The universe or God or, you know, Buddha, whatever you call it, planted the seed in our heart. And if we don't honor it, you know, when we honor it, we are actually following their guidance. We're actually allowing the alignment with our soul purpose to come to fruition. And when we don't follow it, when we don't follow our heart's desire, when we don't ignore it, we not only kill that seed, right? That seed will never grow to a tree, but we actually will be killing the whole entire forest. And so that's really, you know, that's really how important it is to follow your heart. And of course, most people are so busy in their day. They're so just overwhelmed and stressed out. So it's important to really carve out, you know, even just 10, 15 minutes a day to, you know, practice, you know, what I call the intensive self-care. And, you know, if you can, you can spend some quiet time with yourself and to connect with your higher power, or maybe it's, you know, any energy clearing techniques that we have mentioned before, you know, EFT or hot point technique, or, you know, any kind, or using essential oils or other kind of energy clearing techniques to really, you know, consciously and systematically work on the limiting beliefs, the negative beliefs that you have, and clearing your energy field on a cellular level. And about the intensive self-care, you know, most people think that, oh, it's selfish, it's, you know, I feel so guilty. But look at it this way, you know, it's not just a luxury, it's actually essential practice for your survival and your well-being, especially when you are in the role of taking care of other people. You know, whether you're taking care of your business, your customers, your clients, or your family, or maybe you are taking care of your patients or your students, whatever it is, if you don't take care of yourself, everything and everybody you're taking care of will suffer with you. And also, we always think about, okay, self-care, what, you know, you tend to put it on the bottom of your list, and sometimes it just falls off your list completely. And you think that, oh, you know, going after success, going after more income, more money, more business is more important. Okay, here's another way to look at it. Your level of self-love and self-care is your declaration to the universe about how worthy you are and how you like to be treated. So it's directly linked to your level of abundance. You know, and the abundance could be financial abundance, it could be health, it could be better relationship, it could be, you know, anything else that you want to attract to your life. So it's extremely important to actually put intensive self-care on the top of your priority list. And when you love yourself and when you take care of yourself, the more you do it, you know, Jennifer, what I found is the more you do it, you actually feel better and better about yourself, and you learn to love and honor yourself, and you learn to respect yourself. And that's really an important step to reclaim your power, is when you love and respect yourself, you honor your values, and you stand up for yourself, and you speak your mind, you pursue your dreams, you know, really comes from who you are, what you want, instead of coming from, okay, I should be doing this. Oh, what would other people think? Oh, you know, whatever garbage you put in your mind about, you know, how you were supposed to live your life and how you're supposed to treat yourself. So that's, you know, some of the ways that you can do every single day to reclaim your peaceful power.
I love that. It's so succinct, right, to help us really get clear on what it is that we need to do to reclaim our power. We can kind of talk about it as this concept, or we can actually have tangible ways to do that. So I love how you shared some tangible ways that we can move through that. And as we're wrapping up our show today, I just want to remind folks that you can learn more about Huina and also claim your free part gift when you visit huinasu.com, huinasu.com. And Huina, before we go, what is one sentence that you can share with us to really illustrate the importance of taking care of the invisible chaos?
I would say that, you know, you have to remember that you are irreplaceable. You're irreplaceable in your loved one's lives, and you are irreplaceable in your soul purpose, whatever you are meant to do and be in this lifetime. And so without, in order to achieve that, you have to take action now. You have to take care of your invisible chaos and reclaim your peaceful power so that you can truly fulfill your soul purpose and truly live the life, you know, to have the happiness, the joy and peace and the success you truly desire. And whoever is going to benefit from your work can benefit from you.
Wonderful. What a beautiful message to take us out with. So, Huina, I want to thank you so much for being with us today, sharing your wisdom and your story and your amazing three-step process. I want to thank all of you for joining in today and being part of the show. I wish you all a wonderful rest of your day and your week, and look forward to touching base with you again next week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.